views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and feel the instant relief as you tap into your intuition for creative solutions to everyday problems. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. These energetic shifts are still available through what I call HSN, which is the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. So a lot of rebuilding and renovating has been happening here at The Truth is Funny, and I'm so pleased to announce that my new website is up and running. And thank you, Dr. Pat, and everyone who put all their beautiful effort into that. I want to thank you so much for that. You can check it out at www.thetruthisfunny.com. And also to let everybody know that the Tales from the Vector .com is also up and running. The energy correcting cards that are part of this painting oracle are now available, and the paintings will be available in the next week or so. And then also my third website that's up is energeticupgrade.com. So we were working on three websites at once. Our online program with Mark Kettenbach and myself is now available to everybody. And so I just wanted to let everybody know that's all done. Check it all out. We're really proud and happy and have put a lot of effort into renovating and rebuilding to move into the future in a really strong way. And so speaking of moving into the future in a strong way, I have Cindy Lee Yelland on the show today. And Cindy has overcome various physical challenges to inspire others to unleash the goddess within through the sisterhood of belly dance. One of her troops, the Loose Hip Sisters, meets once a week to encourage women and some brave men to dance to the music in their souls. After having surgery to have her entire spine fused at the age of 13 and being told she would be in a wheelchair by the time she hit her 30s, she surprised everyone with her determination to conquer many obstacles and prove them all wrong. Cindy dances as the angel on the loose with her 8 feet tall wings throughout Western Canada. She also has an extensive background in counseling women with abuse, addiction, and incarceration issues, as well as her training in crystals, feng shui, and psychic readings. She has now taken flight with the dragons from Tales from the Vector. Are you there, Cindy?
I'm here.
So what's it like to be a modern day dragon sayer?
Well, you know, I'm finding it new experiences every day. Because the dragons, as you know, have a sense of humor, and when you're doing energy work with them, it sometimes doesn't always turn out exactly the way you think it should.
Yeah, and that's something that we really wanted to talk about today. Is a lot of people right now are, you know, maybe wanting to change direction, or they're wanting to, a lot of people that I'm getting calls from right now are really talking about like their purpose and why they're here, and, you know, and matching that up to their career so that they can be in a place where they really enjoy their life in a more powerful way. It's always more fun If you're coming from your heart and you're doing the work that you love, it's so easy then. And so, you know, I just wanted you to introduce, I've had you on the show before, but I just want you to introduce yourself. You really inspire me with your story. It's a story that a lot of people can relate to, and it allow themselves to step into their power just by listening to your words. So tell us, what happened to you at 13?
Well, I was diagnosed with scoliosis at age 13. I was actually a gymnast, and I was training for the provincials. And my mom noticed when I was, you know, practicing at home, she said, gee, you know, one of your shoulders looks a little higher than the other. And we thought it was because when I'm doing my one-handed flips and stuff that I was doing all that on one side and building up the muscles on one side, because you know when you're not a trained physician or somebody who knows that, how would you know what that looks
yeah
like?
and this is something that a lot of athletes that are in performance and when I'm speaking right now about athletes, I'm talking about very young children.
Yes,
that
yes.
are really like, you know, it's very common, like if you're going to get to the provincial level or the national level and then the Olympic level of any sport, that you're putting a lot of energy and effort. And just from when my daughters were in figure skating, my oldest daughter was really into, you know, at the national level. And
yeah.
When you're working on the same muscle group day after day, you have a tendency to have an imbalance in your body. And so, but it wasn't that, was it?
No. Well, and I remember my mom saying, well, sit up straight. And I said, I am. And this is like when I was 12.
Mm-hmm.
Sit up straight. I said, I am. And she said, well, you know, maybe you should start doing all your one-handed flips and your one-handed walkovers and your one-handed roundoffs on the other side so that you build up the other side of the muscles. And I did, and it still didn't, it wasn't really seeming to do much. And I was really late. How they found it is I was actually late for a practice, and I didn't have time to do my warm-up, and I got right into doing my tumbling lines and gymnastics. And anyone who knows anything about that knows you always do your warm-up.
Yeah, yeah.
I landed wrong, and I hurt myself. And so I went to a chiropractor, and when he sort of snapped me back in, he took an x-ray, and that's when they actually found it. And it was already too late. And the reason why they didn't find it earlier is because I was so active. My mom said to me, you know, I never would have thought there would be anything wrong with you because, I mean, I was always standing on my head or doing a backflip or, you know, and it never hurt. It was never physically painful.
So the problem was that your spine was twisted.
Yes.
And how badly twisted was it?
My spine looks like a spiral staircase, and it's actually twisted just like a staircase would be. I have two curves that twist right up.
So you're talking on like not just like the see, because I just want to explain this for people, like there's the curves in your back from front to back that are supposed to be there, but you're
yes.
talking about curves that were going in the opposite direction from left to
it
right.
It looks like a spring.
Wow.
Like a spiral spring.
And this is so interesting because when you think about your central nervous system and your spine being like your backbone of life, this is
yes.
like the hard drive of your computer. This is when I'm doing energetic shifting, basically what you're doing is you're using the central nervous system, which consists of the brain and the spinal column, and using that as like the hard drive of your computer. So if it's all twisted, you know, you had a lot of places where the energy was stagnant then. And
yes.
that's kind of like the foundation for any person. So we just, you know, just explaining that, like on a deeper level, when your spine is twisted like that, it has a lot of effects on the emotional, the mental, the psychological, on every aspect of your being, it's going to affect you. And if you're a little girl that's only 13 years old, you wouldn't really know that you're different from the other people.
No,
so,
well, and this is it. And I remember going in. Actually, it was the Shriners Hospital for Crippled Children that where I had my surgery done. And I remember going in and them telling me all of a sudden, to me it happened sort of all of a sudden, that, you know, well, that we're going to do this surgery and this is what's going to happen. And you're, you know, your you're never going to be able to do this or that, and all you're going to be able to do for the rest of your life is to sit, walk, sleep, and stand. That's it. No.
Wow.
You know, and
to
I remember
be told
thinking,
that at the age of 13. You know, we have to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, we're just going to finish talking a little bit about this and your experience. And you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Cindy Lee Yelland. When we return, we will share more ways to move energy. Feel free to call in. Cindy and I are here for you to shift energy, 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
There's a lot of things I want, a lot of things that I'd like to be. But girl, I don't foresee a rags to riches story for me. There's just one little dream I've got to make come true.
Awaken to your radiant authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca Team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com.
1230 WBLQ.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen. My guest today is Cindy Lee Yelland, the modern-day dragon sayer. I love it. Before we continue, Cindy, just share your contact information with people.
Okay. My website is www.angelontheloose.com, and that's the best way to get a hold of me. Just ship me out an email.
And you and I are working together right now to bring out these energy correcting cards in a really big way so that people can use them to make it easier to shift energy in their homes. And, you know, I just want to finish talking a little bit about your story. Like we were talking before the break here about how when you were 13 and you had this surgery and they told you, like, what was it like for you to be told that at the age of 13, what did they say? You can walk? You can.
They said you can sit, walk, sleep, and stand, and that's it. And they told me all the stuff I wouldn't be able to do. And I don't know, I guess because when you're a child, when you're young, you don't really have all the preconditioned stuff that an adult has. So when they kept telling me all this, I remember thinking, well, that's not my reality. Like, that's not, like, I remember not really believing it. And I think the difference between why I'm here now and a lot of other people that don't make it to where I am is because they believed that when someone told them that.
Yeah, and this is an everyday life. And this is something that people are usually unaware of, that there is sometimes, you know, we're told we should do this, we could do this, we can't do that, we're not supposed to do this, we're supposed to do that. And I always have found that, you know, at the age of 16 or so, when we're getting out of, you know, 16, 17, we're leaving high school and we're supposed to know what we're going to be doing with the rest of our life. It's kind of silly, really. And so for you, for them to tell you that this is, you know, the end result of your life, when, like, what was that like for you? Because, I mean, here you were doing gymnastics and not having any pain. And all of a sudden now, like, how long were you in a body cast for?
I was in a body cast for 9 months. And I remember them telling me, you know, you'll never be able to do gymnastics again. I was doing a lot of competitive diving with swimming. And they said, you'll never do that again. You'll never do any of the things that, any of the activities or things. My dream was to go to the Olympics. And they said, you know, so basically I was starting all over. When you're,
like a
when
little,
you're a
yeah.
child and you have a dream of what you want to be when you grow up, and then all of a sudden you're told, nope, you have to come up with a new dream. And I remember struggling with the fact that, you know, if I had wanted to do something else, I would have wanted to do it before. I don't really want to do anything else. I remember
yeah.
being stubborn and thinking that at age 13 and laying there and thinking, when people saying, well, you have to change what you want to do. And I remember thinking, well, you don't just change what you want.
Yeah, that's a really good point. So, you know, and at the same time, your father was having open heart surgery.
Yeah, my father actually, he's not with us anymore here, but he had 6 open heart surgeries, and he passed away at the age of 32. And so when I was having my spine operated on in Spokane, my dad was in Vancouver having his 6th open heart surgery at the same time.
Your poor mother.
Yeah, my poor mother. She didn't know what to do. You know, do I go to my daughter? Do I go to my husband? It was really a hard time for her, for sure.
And so, and you know, your mom was young also.
Yes, yes, very young. So, and I also have a younger sister that my mom was looking after as well, too. So she, you know, it was sort of a really difficult time for her. But
and so out of all of this that you were told, what do you credit? Because like now you're belly dancing and you're using these big 8-foot wings and you've been like featured all across Western Canada, you know, for several years now, dancing with some of the best belly dancers. Belly dancing when your spine is fused together. So tell
us. I remember people telling me, you know, how would you choose something like that? Well, and I tell people, too, that, like, what I do is I modify all the moves so it actually looks like I'm doing something that I'm not. And I pride myself on, you can do anything you want. You just have to modify it. So I do work with people who have some physical challenges, who want to dance, and who, you know, we don't focus on what you can't do. We focus on what you can do.
I love it.
People say that all the time. But when they see me do a duet with somebody and they can't tell that I have a fused spine, I think I do pretty good with that.
I've seen you dance. You do better than pretty good. The other, but I really wanted to really tap into this for those that are listening in that are maybe challenged right now with some of, you know, some large challenges here. And this is something that, you know, you have a lot of training with, you know, counseling with women. Just tell us a little bit about that. And I really want you to touch on this because this is so close to my heart, is, you know, having the sisterhood of dance. A lot of, you know, over the years, I was very shy and I was really afraid to go out and speak in public. So I started by belly dancing taking belly dance classes. And I figured if I could get on a stage and actually perform, then I would be like able to get up and speak, because I was bullied a lot in school and I was scared to get up and speak. And I found, I recommend belly dancing so much to so many women in particular. It's good for men also, but it's that the circular motions of the hips, what does that do for women?
Well, when you're dancing and when you're doing, as with anything that you're doing in your passion, all your chakras line up and healing happens on all levels. So a lot of people, when they come in, their energy is stuck in one or two or three different places. So you start moving your body and everything lines up, and not just on a physical level, but also on an emotional level as well. And if you're in a group of people that is a sisterhood, that are, it's an awesome, comfortable environment, all you can do is grow and become the best that you can be. And it's difficult in this day and age because not everybody is on that same page. And people have been telling us, you know, you can't get a group of women together and, it, you know, there's always going to be problems. And, well, we've been doing it for 15 years now. My group, the Loose Hip Sisters, we meet, as you said, every Monday night, and we just dance and have fun. We have a little class, and then we just have free dance where you can come and dance and just, you know, let your body do what it wants to do.
And isn't that a beautiful feeling?
It's an amazing feeling, and I think there should be more of that.
And speaking about sisterhood, we do have someone calling from Australia here, and so I don't want to hold them on the line too long. So we're going to take your call, Bernadette. Are you there? Hi, Bernadette.
Hi, Colette.
Oh, I love that Aussie voice.
Thank you, Hasandi.
Where in Australia are you from?
Just out of Brisbane, a place called Noosa.
Beautiful. I lived in Australia for a year and a half. And I went out on the last day of my visa crying my heart out because I wanted to stay. what can we do for you?
I was just wondering if I could get a bit of a shift. I haven't been working for a while, and I was intending to sort of start my own business as either something creative or as a healer. But nothing's sort of coming together or feels right, and I just can't seem to move forward
so
now.
What I like to do when I have people come on the show is I like to just get a baseline for how much it's bothering you. And so on a scale, like zero being neutral and 10 being like, oh, this is really bothering me. I really want to move forward. And I'm getting, you're quite high up there. What number are you at?
An 8 or a 10.
Yeah, that's pretty solid. So, you know, you wish it was an 8, but it's a 10. That's what's coming up.
Yeah.
So, you know, how long have you been feeling this way for?
Probably since February this year.
Okay, so Cindy, you know a lot about this 9-year feng shui stuff. Let, you know, explain to Bernadette what a 9-year is about and what, because this is what's coming up week.
Well, and you know what? It's not uncommon for people to feel that in a 9-year, because a 9-year is a year of new beginnings, and what you put into place in a 9-year is going to be what you set yourself up for the next 10 years. So a lot of people, even on an unconscious level, are aware of that. So it either manifests itself, I find, and you're so busy getting all this stuff done and you don't realize that you're setting yourself up for the next 10 years, or you're where you are, Bernadette, where you're thinking, I have to do something to change the direction that I'm going in because I'm not happy with the direction I'm in. So this is
and
a very common thing.
Yeah, and so what we want to do is strengthen. This is coming up on an energetic level. Your subconscious mind, which is formed by the time you're from 1 to 7, your unconscious mind, your spiritual experiences, and your conscious mind, we want to strengthen the awareness between the three. And you know, when if you can hang on there, we have another quick break to take here. But if you can hang on there, Bernadette, Cindy and I'll work on this on the break, and then we'll come back and check in with you what number you're at and if it's shifted for you. I can already feel it shifting a little bit. It's kind of like people really like to have an explanation. about this. And so we'll get into that a little bit and use you kind of as a baseline for a lot of people in the world right now that are feeling kind of like, hey, maybe there's more to life than just this. And so this is when we come back, we'll check in with you. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And you can get in touch with me at all the social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. It's all at The Truth is Funny with Colette. And we'll be right back right after this quick break.
What time it was. All I know is that I fell in love with you. And if all my dreams come true, I'll be spending time with you every day.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Cindy Lee Yelland here with me today. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. We do have Bernadette all the way from Australia on the line. Bernadette, are you there?
I am, Colette.
Hi. So, you know, before the break, we were talking about this shift that you want to make in your life. And it was bothering you like a 10. Have you noticed a perceivable shift at all yet?
Yeah, definitely. It's probably about a 6 or 7 now.
Yeah, and it's kind of like a lot of emotion get brought up. And Cindy and I were just talking about, on the break, about how a lot of times what happens is people aren't aware of how their physical environment is weakening them. And so, Cindy, do you want to just, you know, tell us about that?
Yeah, and I think it's really important that when you feel a shift like this or that you want to make a shift, that it's good to start just having the acknowledging the fact that you want to do something is part of the process.
And yes.
A lot of times people will tell you if you go to a counselor or if you go to, you know, most people, they'll say, well, if you want to make changes, clean out your closet. Because you need to start shifting the energy somewhere. So changing your environment so that you're moving forward is a really huge, important thing. And being comfortable in your space, happy and comfortable in your space where you're at home is a huge thing. And like you said, Colette, there's certain things, if you have things around your house that you're not happy with, if you're not feeling comfortable and happy in your space, it's really hard to move forward.
And a lot of these are very, very subtle. You may have, you know, a piece of furniture in your home that was a gift or something, and it means a lot, but it could have a lot of energy attached to it. That is
exactly.
Not necessarily strong energy for you to get your work done at that table. And so sitting at that table, sitting at that desk can cause a lot of accumulations of times when your environment weakened your ability to work. And so just strengthening everybody listening in with that to recognize that I talk a lot about this, how your physical environment, and when I just want to be more specific for those people listening in and for Bernadette here. When I'm talking about physical environment, I'm talking about not only the country, it's, you know, you can take it all the way like to the universal level, that we live on the earth, in the universe, in the Milky Way. We also, our physical environment also consists of the country we live in, the city we live in, the street we live on, the space we're in, our actual physical environment of our home. And then to take it even further, the physical environment that our soul is living in our body.
In our body, exactly.
Yes. And this is what people need to recognize is that the everyday things that have energy in our home have a tendency to bring up emotions that we have a tendency to react to. And a lot of times it's kind of like we're so used to having something in our home or we're in our environment that we become like kind of almost desensitized to it and don't recognize how it's weakening us energetically. So we just want to strengthen that for everybody. It's not, and explain this, Cindy, it's not like you have to get rid of things or that you have to make drastic changes. It's more, explain what feng shui
there's different cures for fixing those kind of things. But number one key thing is you don't keep anything that you don't absolutely love and that doesn't make you feel good. Because people sometimes give you gifts, and there are things you don't really want or you don't really like, but you keep them because you don't want to hurt someone else's feelings. And so those kind of things, you know, re-gift them to someone who will love them or to someone who is, you know, but don't have something that you're looking at every day that you don't really like, but you're keeping it because someone gave it to you and you don't want to hurt their feelings. You understand, right?
Yeah.
Like when you do things like that, you're compromising down to the core of your soul in your own environment. And you can take that a step further in compromising yourself to please other people and not doing the things you want to do in your life because other people think you're supposed to do something else. So you can see where this goes. If you're doing that in your environment where you live, the chances that you're probably doing that in your body where you are and in your emotions is huge as well.
There we go. So we just want to strengthen everybody listening in. And Bernadette, I just want to check in with you now because while Cindy was talking, I was just shifting some. This is coming up for you that a lot of spiritual experiences of not accomplishing in a particular lifetime, it's coming up time management more than anything, efficiency. And so when you look around your home right now, are you at your home?
Yeah.
And when you look around your home, is there anything that stands out to you right now that you go, yeah, you know, I really don't like that?
Yes, there definitely are a few things, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so just tune into, like, just take a look at one of those things that really kind of bugs you, and maybe you're not even mm-hmm. aware why, and we're just going to get you to be strong in this, that you run the energy up and down your spine. Take a deep breath, and you could just ask yourself, what's this about? And so for you right now, it's kind of like there's some emotions attached to different things in your home, and they're mixed emotions. So like Cindy was saying, like, you know, when someone gives you a gift, but you don't really like it, and it's a mixed or a combined emotion, you want to be able to bring those emotions down to stop them so that it doesn't prevent you from moving forward and taking action in your everyday life. What's important also is what I'm getting, picking up from you, is that your energy level is being like drained on a physical level by dealing with this. And so it's making you feel more tired than you really are. And so this is, we just strengthen this for you. Like when you get in touch with your environment now, and you get in touch with that one item that was kind of bugging you, can you define for yourself right now what it is that's bothering you about it?
I think it's cold and ugly.
Okay, so we just, you know, we want to let go of everything cold. See, that one thing reminds you of cold and ugly experiences. Now, if it's a gift and it's something like an heirloom or whatever, Cindy, which dragon card would you come out with?
Well, I would tend to be number 8, which is kind of the karma card, and it'll get rid of any karma attached to that item.
Mm-hmm.
So that it's not going on with you, you know, like you're not going to.
You're
have
separating
those.
Yourself from the karmic ties of that item. So,
yes.
When we're talking about feng shui cures here, those can be crystals, elements, whatever. I just so happen
plants,
to,
mirrors. Yeah. There's all kinds of things, but I tend to want to focus more on the natural things, like crystals, and because then you're using part of the earth. And so the beauty of the cards is that they're all like painted with intention, and they all have these beautiful crystals all over them. So you're not only getting the benefit of what the card, like the intention of the card, but you're getting the benefit of all of the things that go along with all of the crystals that are attached. So it's an amazing thing for
the reason
cure.
The reason why we can put intention into our everyday objects is because we already are.
Yes.
Now, what I want to do is strengthen Bernadette 100% to really recognizing what's bought. Sometimes just moving location of an item makes it different in that. So we just want to strengthen you to be really aware of your physical environment and how it's affecting you, because I'm getting when you start putting some energy into making yourself feel safe in your environment, you'll also feel safer in your body. So we just strengthen you 100% to that. The speed that the earth is going at, and also coming from Australia, being down under, we just strengthen you to that. Like, you're not really down under, you're actually on top. That's what's coming up. So we're just going to strengthen you to that. I just would like Bernadette to get an idea, where are you at now number-wise?
3.
Yeah, I was getting a 3. So we're going to strengthen your perception so that you can move forward in that you're going to start to see this. It's what's coming up is that you feel like this is going to be a lot of work. And I'm actually getting that as you step into this place where you start to recognize these things, you're going to start noticing that, wow, just by moving one thing over here, or putting like, you know, you can, and we'll talk about some of this when we come back, that you're going to very quickly in the next 3 days, I'm getting, you're kind of stuck on the number 3, that it's going to take 3 days. So we just strengthen you. It could take 3 days. It could take 3 hours. It could take 3 minutes right now that you could move into this totally neutral phase. It's kind of like what's coming up as the number 1 weakness right now is not wanting to perceive it. And so we just strengthen you that your perception is super strong. And thank you for calling in. We got to take another break right now. And so we'll be right back on The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and Cindy Lee Yelland. And thank you for calling in, Bernadette.
to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
1230 WBLQ.
I'm all right, nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be? I'm all right, don't nobody but about me. You got to give me a fight. Why don't you just let me be? Do what you like.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And I have Cindy Lee Yelland here. We just had Bernadette on the phone from Australia. We're talking about physical environment in the home. I just wanted to say that the Tales from the Vector Energy Correcting Card Series is a project that I started 10 years ago, 9 years ago, actually. And now that I'm in this 9 year, the dragons are getting loud and restless and they're wanting to be heard. The information that comes in with these paintings, generally it takes me 3 to 6 months to paint one of them. And the entire time I'm energetically shifting and putting those shifts into the painting along with crystal energies and plant energies and, you know, ways to shift energy in the home without having to put a lot of effort into it. And so, Cindy, you know, you and I have been working on this together for, you know, several months now and playing with these cards. So just tell us, like, what's your experience? What would you recommend for someone like Bernadette right now, who wants to move into a more powerful place, and now she recognizes, hey, my physical environment is not supporting me?
Well, I think, too, while we've been playing with them, I've been sort of placing them all over and sort of testing out what works and what doesn't work and how things are happening. And I know, like with Bernadette, she's not knowing where to go. And we've all been at that sort of crossroads in our life where we want to do something that has more meaning. And so basically what I'm getting from her is she needs to declutter her life, not just her home, because that's just a symptom of having a cluttered emotions and not knowing what to do next. So to remove that clutter, basically what you're doing is making it so possible for you to move forward in your life's purpose
and
work through your passion. So the card I would recommend would be number 7, which would be reckless abandon, and that would be to help her declutter so she can move into her purpose.
The reckless abandon is spelled W-R-E-C-K, so it's reckless. And that card is about freedom. And she's kind of a, you know, it's a gypsy kind of feeling card. A lot of people say they want freedom. A lot of people don't recognize that freedom comes from discipline. And decluttering, you know, if you're a gypsy, you may have noticed that gypsies can move really quickly. they can pack up and leave and go to another location. And it's not stressful for them because they don't have a lot of stuff to take with them. And this is kind of basically what this card is. I've used this card, like if I want to clean out a drawer or whatever, I put it in that drawer the day before, and then it's just kind of, it's easier. It reminds me, hey, I want to get this one drawer done today and know that that one place in my home is decluttered now. It's really powerful because when the energy off the cards is inspiring, and when you just take a glance at the card, it reminds you, hey, I can do this.
You know, well, and she can put it on her bathroom mirror to also remind herself that she needs to declutter her emotions and all the negativity, anything that's not serving her right now, she can get rid of, and it will help her to move forward into her life's purpose and to do what gives her bliss and happiness.
Awesome. You know, we have Rosemary from Florida waiting here, and I like, we're really pressed for time, but let's see what's going on with Rosemary.
Okay.
In Florida. Rosemary, are you there?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. We don't have a whole lot of time because we're on the last segment. So if you can just let us know, what can we do for you today?
Well, I'm just having trouble just, connecting into the earth, into nature. I came in with just really weak feet. I just found out the other day that it has something to do with being like an elven descent or something. And I just wonder what card could I use or how would I connect with, you know.
Nature. Yeah, Cindy, which one would you recommend for connecting with nature?
I think the Crystal Queen, number two, because that's your environment.
Yeah, that's, yeah. And it's about getting in the flow. And, mm-hmm. You know, Ange, my first dragon, she's the Crystal Queen. And she's sitting, yeah, and she's sitting on a quartz crystal generator. And she's just, her spine alone is made up of like 50 some crystals. And she actually, you know, each of my dragons has a story. And so on the truthisfunny.com, you can purchase the energy correcting cards. And on the Tales from the Vector, you can get more into the stories of these dragons. But these dragons came to me like with unconditional love and wanting to make things easier. And Ange is all about being in the flow. And she tells me, her story is that she laid eggs all around the earth that became the crystal veins of the earth. And so she's a really good card. I have her on my front door. To remind me every time I walk out the house to stay in the flow. And I'm getting for you, because this is coming up as a foot issue, it's really not a foot issue so much as it is about a footing issue and really getting strong mm-hmm. to the rhythm of the earth right now, understanding that the earth is our home and that the earth loves us. A lot of people are talking about, you know, these days about how pissed off Mother Earth is, blah, 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 because of what we're doing to her. But the earth really is just the earth. And, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. we are here living on her and we want to be strong to that. So we just really get put you into that state where you can take walk out on the grass I'm getting for you.
I was just thinking, yeah. Colette, that she needs to walk on bare feet mm-hmm. on the ground.
Yeah. So,
that's what everyone says. Yeah.
Do you,
but I'm not. I'm in a place that's golf courses, and you know, it's just like.
See, when you're standing on a lawn at a golf course, that's not going to work for you.
Yeah, I know. I just I'm in the wrong place.
Like
I need
nature,
to move.
Okay, so
nature.
Like really
yeah.
dig your feet into the soil. You know, wear what you want or nothing at all in your backyard. You know? And really, what's coming up is dancing your dance. And so that's kind of also that reckless abandon card is
yes.
Understanding that when you declutter, and for those of you listening in, the other beautiful benefit of this, when you clean up your physical environment and you declutter your physical environment, you tend to automatically declutter your physical body, which means that you stay younger.
And your and emotions you have, as well.
Yes. And so this is really, so we just strengthen this. In the next while, the Tales from the Vector site, all of the information about the dragons will be up there in the next week or so, you know, that people can look into them more and really take a look at the cards. And what these cards are designed that if you have a weakness, you'll be drawn to that card. if energetically you feel like, hey, that card really stands out for me, it's more than likely that that card would be able to support you in your environment. A lot of people say, well, how is it possible for a painting? You know, paintings inspire photographs. They inspire emotion in us. And so we want to be really clear that everything that surrounds us is supporting our physical body as well as our ability to move forward in our careers, our emotional, our psychological, and our mental state. So, Rosemary, where are you at right now when you think about, like, I'm just getting the solution for you is pretty simple. It's giving yourself permission to really feel the earth. where are you at now?
What do you mean? Number-wise?
Yeah, like, are you feeling a shift here right now that it's more possible for you to connect with earth?
Well, I'm feeling a lot of energy in my hips right now. I can connect. When I do go out, sometimes it's like something, if I'm in the right place, some shift will happen in my head and I'll be like in another reality. I'll just open my eyes and, you know, I'll be in another reality. So I know I have that connection there. It's just like for some reason I'm fenced in or blocking it off.
Okay, so we've run out of time. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to tell you, call into, you can feel free to email me, info@thetruthisfunny, and let me know how you're doing with this. But just try, go out there and see what it's like now. Cindy, thank you for being on the show. Any one last words that you want to say, like in 30 seconds?
In 30 seconds, just, you know, take that first step. In your home environment, it will line up all your chakras. It will help you on all levels, but you got to take that first step. And a lot of times that might have to be a physical step, like changing things up in your place.
There we go. And I just wanted to say to you, Rosemary, that for you, it's really, really strong that you're already shifting this. It's just being able to do it with ease. So thank you, everyone, for listening. And thank you, Cindy, for all your powerful insight. It's always so much fun to connect with you. Bye for now. We'll be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com for more information. That's TheTruthIsFunny.com.